And you're tuned in to No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Underground River starting us off with Paco's song off the Who's Following Who EP out on... I never know how to say this, so actually it's really good that I have this gentleman here. How do you say the name of your label?
It's the Epiphysis Foundation.
Epiphysis. Okay. That would be Brendan Massey, a.k.a. Viking Moses, an old friend of mine.
Howdy.
Who's here along with Teenage Mysticism to play a whole bunch of songs for us this afternoon. This is actually the first time I've done live in studio sets live in probably 12, 13, since my college days. So it's very exciting to have Brendan and Teenage Mysticism here for this. So Underground River, where are they from anyway?
They're from Binghamton, New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another part of the New York Epiphysis Foundation posse.
Yeah.
I have to say it. I have to practice, yeah. Otherwise I'll just keep saying it wrong.
Yeah, that's it. I always
say epiphysis.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone criticizes so hard, and it's like, well, no, these are components of words that are in our daily language. I think if you just say it two or three times, you get the knack of it. Yeah.
Well, I've already forgotten. See? it just goes out of your head like that. It's seriously amazing.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, we've got a Teenage Mysticism all set up, though, and I think they might want to play a track for us. You guys got something in mind to play?
Yeah, this is a song called Sweetheart.
Okay, let's give this a go and see if I can... engineer it live. So here comes Teenage Mysticism with Sweetheart.
Yeah. Sweetheart, you're getting pretty bitter. I'll fall and never feel.
Yeah, Teenage Mysticism with Sweetheart live on No Love for Ned. And I'm very sorry that right now we're only getting one channel and things are a little bit noisy. That's kind of bugging me. Where is that noise coming from? I'm not quite sure. But anyway, so Sweetheart, is that off of one of your releases?
Yeah, we had an album come out.
Oops, I'm sorry. I need to turn you back up there.
Our first full length came out in February on Valentine's Day. It's called Dead Channels, and that is the single.
Cool.
Off of it.
It's a very good song for a single. Did you pick that, or is that like one of Brendan's big label decisions?
No, that was my hit.
Yeah. Brendan was like, "Okay, I'm gonna put out your record based on this song."
I may or may not have played that song when he first asked me, or when he first saw me and asked me to play it with him. That was one of the later songs to get written for the album.
Which one of these is causing all the noise? I don't even see where the noise is coming from.
Maybe is it coming? Is the Dan Electro amp off? Because that's not being used right now.
That's off.
That mic.
It might just be one of the amps. I don't know. Anyway, you guys have another one in mind?
Yeah. This song is off of our first EP. You Made the Cycle, Now Lie in It. And it's called TS, as in Elliot. Bedroom, yellows the pages of all the books that I would love to lend you. Ghosts of a sentiment, all caught in the creases, buried sweetly in paper dreams. I'd like to think that it's the same thing as mailing it.
Very nice. I think some of the static I'm hearing is coming actually from this microphone, so at least it's sounding good when I'm not on the air. Anyway, yeah, that was nice. Where are you guys from? Actually, we mentioned where Underground River was from, but where are you guys calling home these days?
York, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's where you're headed tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, homecoming show.
Big homecoming show this last night on tour, spent here in Lexington, Virginia.
That's right.
It's a good place to almost wrap things up.
And Joey's actually originally from the state of Virginia.
Yeah, I'm from Fredericksburg.
Okay, so more eastern. That's
it's like an hour, like straight south.
Okay, that is eastern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a recent transplant to Virginia, so I keep wanting to go. You said Fredericksburg, and I'm going, that's not Blacksburg. That's on the east coast, isn't it? Because Blacksburg is kind of southwest. So, I vaguely know Virginia now. Anyway, you guys want to do another?
Yeah.
Should I let you tune?
Tune those guitars. Tune those drums.
I can't.
Tune the carpet.
Tuna fish.
Alright,
this one doesn't really have a name yet. We've been calling it Shelley Duvall.
Okay, great.
Virgin ghost. of Shelley Duvall wearing a crown of thorns. And mothers tell girls like me to look out for boys like you, and I've got a notion of just what you wanna do. But I guess that's cool, cause honey, you're so cool. With one hand full of rosary beads and a mouthful of pomegranate seeds, you can't go home, you can't go home, there ain't no home anymore. Blood on my tongue, drip drop from your teeth. Hang me on the door, yeah, like a Christmas wreath. Cause I've got spirit, honey, I've got spirit. Kiss me once, shame on me. Kiss me twice, shame on me. Kiss me three times, shame on me. Kiss me four times, shame on me. Shame on me. With one arm wrapped around my waist, while the other pushes fists into my side face. I'm a patron saint of teenage creeps. I'm a martyr at the altar till your interest gets piqued. I'm a loser. Take me to your wall. Tortured ghost of Shelley Duvall wearing the crown of thorns. Wearing the crown of thorns.
Cool. Brennan's too very busy. Brennan has a smartphone now, which I don't think he had the last time I saw him.
I haven't had a phone in general in 5 or 6 years, I think.
I think every phone number I've had has been someone else's phone number.
Yeah, yeah. That's
just whoever you're on tour with, it's their cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can tell actually, by the way, when he's on tour now, he updates Facebook and Twitter that he's no longer borrowing someone else's, that he's gone full...
I'm actually getting in the better habit of letting people know 2 to 3 days in advance before I show up on their doorstep, which is I think my friendships have been improving lately. So.
That's probably good. It would be nice if they would tell you 2 to 3 days before that they were going to be there. I heard you had a little mishap a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it worked out pretty well, though. We ended up somewhere else, and they were just as happy to have us all. So.
Cool.
It was crazy. Like, in most situations, you show up, and people come home, and they're like, what's going on? Who are you guys? And we're like, oh, we're doing a show here. Like, who said you could do a show here? And whereas, like, we went to this other place, and someone rolls up, like, hey, who are you guys? And we're like, oh, we're the band that's playing in your house tonight. He's like, and guy after guy was just like, oh, wow, that's great, man. We love music. Like, we didn't have anything else to do tonight. So, yeah, Savannah was really great to us.
South Carolina folks.
Yeah. Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. I'm sorry. So, Savannah, Georgia. Yep, that's on tape. I'm an idiot.
Oh.
No, it's fine. I'm still working on my Virginia geography. I've forgotten every other southern state.
You'll get there.
Just so that I can know that Blacksburg is southwest, and that's where Virginia Tech is.
Mm.
And Charlottesville is northeast, and that's where UVA is.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that east coast. Fredericksburg, though.
Yeah.
I got that one down now. Are there a lot of bands there, a lot of music there?
There's this thing called the Fredericksburg All Ages that is kind of tied in with, like, the guy who runs it is really into, like, the Washington, D.C., like, punk scene and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, you know, we're getting, like, the dude from the Dismemberment Plan coming through town, Travis Morrison.
Who just retired officially from music.
He did?
Yeah,
he was
sick of getting dissed by Pitchfork. They raise you up and then they knock you down.
Yeah. That's... Pitchfork giveth and Pitchfork taketh away.
Yeah. It's sometimes better not to be on their radar, I've learned.
Yeah. Welcome to our world.
Believe me, I got day trottered. Anyway. So, what do you think? You guys got one more for us, and maybe then we'll make Brendan play a few?
This is off of that full-length Dead Channels, and it's called Love Gush.
Cool.
One, two...
Very nice, gentlemen. So yeah, that was Teenage Mysticism just there with Love Gush. We had also heard an untitled one, tentatively titled Shelley Duvall, T.S. and Sweetheart. So yeah, thanks so much for coming by. I guess the best place to find you all is probably through Bandcamp. Is it teenagemysticism.bandcamp.com?
Yeah, if you just Google our band name, it's the first thing that comes up.
Isn't it nice when that works? So yeah, I guess we're going to check out some more... Epiphysis artists.
Yeah.
I said that right. Practice makes perfect. And then in just a little bit, we're going to have Viking Moses for his umpteenth in-studio set. So let's continue right now with, looks like Mother McKenzie.
Yeah.
And is this sneaky?
It's called Sunday Pornography.
Sunday Pornography.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not too vulgar. No, it won't be.
Came here on a rocket ship. I rode the drunk down. sharpest thorns in my back. Baby, tumbling toward ocean sunsets. I found true love at last. I found true love at last.
And you're tuned into No Love for Ned. That was just Mother McKenzie in the title track from their Sunday Pornography EP on Epiphysis Records, the Epiphysis Foundation. And I'm just going to keep saying that until it actually comes naturally rather than having to think about it, as I still do. Anyway.
We'll have been disbanded.
Yeah, you're gonna move on to something else?
Yeah, we'll call it like... who
knows? You used to put out some stuff on your own, didn't you? On a different, under a different label name? No?
Maybe. If so, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while, but I'm just trying to remember back. But you're finally, catching up. The new album was recorded, what, like 6 years ago? Five years ago?
6 or 7 years ago. Something's fine.
With Paul Oldham, right?
Track. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember downloading a leak of it at some point way back when and playing songs in the show. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is coming soon.
Yeah, yeah.
And, 2012, here we are. Exactly. It all comes around eventually. Anyway, so yeah, Brendan's got to be one of the most regular guests on my show. I'm trying to think of, I'm trying to make a reference to some other, you know, one that always has guests on their show, like you're the Steve Martin of to my SNL or whatever. He's done a whole, hosted a whole bunch, but anyway. So yeah, it's always good to have you back. It was just over 8 years ago that we first played a show together that no one was at except for my girlfriend at the time and two Hispanic gentlemen that wandered in for a drink.
Oh yeah, we made them cry.
Yeah, Dylan briefly mentioned that show in his book.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So anyway, but let's bring things back to Viking Moses Land, and you guys want to maybe play a song for us?
Yeah. Thanks, Seth, for having us here. This is an older song of ours from the Crosses album, and it's called Fingernail Moon. It's night in the fingernail moon. It brings me to dance to your room. Oh, make me home soon. Ah, la da da. Come, my dear child, I only ask for your smile, just to make a whole life worthwhile. La da da. Oh, when I can dream no more, well, I'll wait to be found on all fours, just blessed to be here on your floor. Oh, la da da. Man, he follows his own folded hands while he waits for some whispered command. Oh, la da da. But I knew from the start, just to follow the beat of my heart, right back to dreaming and right where you are. Oh, la da da.
Very nice. Fingernail Moon there, right?
Yes, yes.
Trying to think. That made me think of something, but I've already forgotten it. I don't know what that was making me think of.
Maybe the lunar phase of the month or something crazy.
Is that what it's about, or is it more about cutting your fingernails?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's about, I suppose, it's... I guess it just sets... I guess the fingernail moon isn't necessarily subject matter. Just kind of sets the moon.
Yeah, sure. That's always great when song titles aren't quite as literal as as Blink-182 or what have you. I don't know. What do the kids listen to these days? They don't listen to Blink-182.
I think it's NSYNC or something like that.
Yeah, NSYNC.
EDM.
I heard this Nirvana band is going to be big.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. We played at a place last night where Nirvana played in 1990. We played the Milestone in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Nice.
So cool. And REM played there three times. In 1981, Devo played there. Bo Diddley played there.
They seem to be doing a good job if they're still around and they're getting all these bands to play that early on.
I wonder if our turnout was bigger than Nirvana's turnout in 1990. Because we had a good 10 people there probably. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
Go ask Dave Grohl.
I know they were working real hard back in those days. It might have even been before Dave Grohl was in the band.
Yeah, that's right. The original
Chad
drummer.
Channing. Who knows?
Well, maybe Dave Grohl was in the audience.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm gonna play drums for you when this guy gives up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's following him around, probably.
Maybe he was there. I know literally nothing about the history of why Dave Grohl joined
the 19-year-old kid who wouldn't like leave him alone.
Yeah. He could have been a roadie.
Since by the time he was 21, he was in the band.
Merch guy.
By the time he was 31, he's legend.
You know, that happened with Gotta Have Voices and Nate Farley. He was a roadie for them that eventually joined the band.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So. That's kind of how I got in the band.
Yeah, in Viking Moses?
Yeah.
Yeah. You kept carrying on the equipment, and eventually they're like,
just like,
okay, Brendan, let's hear one of your songs.
Yeah.
The shows were pretty poorly executed before you actually started, you know, join the band.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, no one was even there to perform. It was crazy. Yeah.
But there was plenty of equipment. Anyway, we'll stop being
no
ridiculous.
One to carry it.
Yeah. So how about another one, Brendan?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, we'll do. What did I say? On the Way Home, probably. Yeah. Or should we? Yeah. This is from our new album, Punk Last Night. Our 6-year-old new album.
Front porch light on, all the rowdy children falling down on the firing lawns. Grandmother's away from their main gardens, with babies tugging on their aprons, cheer us on. Oh, la 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 la. Ooh, la la la. Passing Woodstock's how from. Don't be scared, they're far, far, far too far now to do us harm. You think the star to guide you, to remind you, here is far, far, far too far now to do us harm. Oh, 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 la, 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 la. Ooh, la.
Mighty fine hand that was.
I love his harmonies he does. On
that. Yeah?
It's a good bass, man.
So, I know that you all have a little Tor Lath single.
That's true.
So, what's the track on that? I'm assuming it's from the album, or is it a...
Yeah, we did Fall for Love. We can do that song for you next.
Because that's the closest you have to a single right now, really.
Yeah.
That's the single.
That's the single. Well, we did another single from it, too. But yeah, there's one called Howling Dogs.
Yeah.
And then,
that was last summer, right?
Yeah, it was kind of to push the album. Or was that... Yeah, I think, we did it as an EP with the demo versions. Yeah, so yeah, and then this the Fall for Love one would be the one that we did with the release, in conjunction with the release of the full length. So.
Cool. Yeah. With Mike from People in a Position to Know.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Dixon,
who's selling all of his goods right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to live in like a mobile home or something for a while for some reason.
I had no idea. We were just in his backyard we played a barbecue in his backyard when we started the Viking Moses section of the Teenage Mysticism tour.
Yeah, well, apparently that's what he keeps saying on Facebook, but you know, people make stuff up on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I wouldn't put anything past Mike. He's a doer. He says that he does it.
He's gonna keep the lathes though. He says that the bed in the back of the camper is gonna be for where he keeps his record lathes.
Wow. Ooh. gotta keep the business going, I suppose.
Yep.
Well, this is a song that he's cut onto a clear piece of plastic for us, with our pictures, with our likeness jammed in the middle of said plastic. This song's called Fall of Foreign Love. Into the night again. Hello, stars, where you been? You remember my good friend. Been seeing her by the light that you sent, and we'll follow for in love, far for love, yeah, we'll follow for in love, far for love, yeah, we'll follow for in love, far for love. Her dance with me and smile. Not one more word for another mile. Now when we eat with our hands and tongues, you will hear this song come shouting.
Very nice. That's one hot single rising up the charts.
Yeah, it's right on up there.
In Belgium, probably.
Yeah, it's keeping us in our posh, comfy.
Your minivan?
I was going to say tour bus. Hotels.
Your mini tour van.
Yeah, it was.
So, what was the best show on the tour this time out?
In regards to just like all around,
what was the best?
Money,
you know,
was tight. The girls.
It doesn't matter. What was the best show?
Jeez, well, I think Savannah was, or no, Charleston the other night was actually really cool. We played in this 300-year-old house, the John Rivers Communications Museum
in Georgia.
Yeah, Charleston, Georgia. Charleston, yeah, and Yeah, that was awesome. Awesome show. It was not like the hugest turnout, but it was. We played in a room of maybe twice the size of this studio that we're in, which is pretty small, I think, for a band to play. And so there's maybe 20, 25 people there, and everybody was dancing really hard, and the floor was bowing in. And
wow.
Like, you know, and there's these big, like, really old, like, you know, projectors, like cinema projectors and all these different things, and like just wobbling around in the house. Like, I just felt like we're all gonna crush through the floor. It was kind of scary, you know, but really exciting too. So that kind of energy, that was kind of a highlight for me, I think, for that to happen during a show. But there, we've had some good nights. Lawrence, Kansas was probably our highest paying show, and that was exciting and unexpected because we didn't, the local act, pulled off the bill. She went to Chicago and forgot that she was going to play with us. So we were pretty scared that no one was going to turn out to see us. But the turnout was actually fine, and it was a lot of fun, and we got paid well.
That's the crazy thing about touring the kind of American underground on these self-booked tours is the shows you expect to be good, you have no guarantee.
Yeah.
And the good ones, you just got to go into it like every show's worth playing.
Yeah. And then we started the tour off. We all did 10 shows with Deotic. Nine or 10 shows, I forget now. Maybe it was 9 shows, actually. And that was awesome. The first two we did Viking Moses, and then the 7 shows following Teenage Mysticism opened. And that was a lot of fun to play in front of a built-in crowd and try to win them over and stuff.
That's funny. I remember when, you know, the guys from Deotic were as old as the Teenage Mysticism guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think John and I, when we took them on that first tour, I think we stopped by and came and saw you.
I think that, I'm trying to remember if that was with you or with I want to say that I know John came by really early on, but I wasn't sure if it was with you or with Castanets, or were you touring with Castanets? I don't remember. I don't know. I've got that all mixed up. It's 2005, 2006.
Yeah, we did Phosphorescent.
This was before that, I think.
Yeah, then that was probably just John and I think. Unless he was traveling, he could have been traveling with them too. But John and I traveled together for his first tour in the summer of 2005.
Yeah, I definitely had him through in March of something.
Oh yeah, so he could have been traveling with Ray.
Yeah,
or maybe Jana maybe like did.
I don't know why we're trying to sort this out on air, but actually I'm wondering if it might have been I don't think it was Nat Baldwin had come through and covered Dirty Dishes, which then led me to invite him. Maybe I just invited him on his own. I don't know. Anyway. Enough hashing this out on air. Let's hear maybe some more music.
Yeah.
Maybe one more?
Yeah, this is a song that we... it's also on the quote-unquote new album, The Conquest Night.
So do you have like 4 more albums already recorded that you're doing the Jandek thing?
Yeah, after that, like Jalia... I just played for these guys in the car for the first time yesterday. But I think I'm going to just like scrap it and re-record it, most of it. And I've added like... I've written like 25 more songs to add to it. So I'm thinking about doing this like... epic like 40 song long album that like,
so that's like a is gonna be triple just, CD or something if you do a physical version.
It's gonna be super retarded to do, like, I mean, because I can't charge
a
box set rate for it and expect to sell it, and
you charge 10-15 bucks
then someone's gonna like listen to the first 3 things and be like songs and be like, okay, this is over.
Well, cool.
And then back on to the New Kids on the Block album. Like all the kids.
Right, exactly. That it's like, forget this. Step by step. Gotta get you. Anyway, okay.
So yeah, this is a song called House Up Along the Way, and we've been enjoying doing this one. Sue? Yeah. Yeah, this is fun to do. Ooh, I can hear myself. Listen to me, babe. There's a house up along the way where a good man used to stay up all night. He'd lie out in the yard, his attention to the stars, not a mile from where we are now, under this same light. Oh, but listen to me, dear. There's something you should hear before we get too near.
there's something to say. It'll be 10 years today. It will be 10 years today that a good man passed away under this same light. The same light. He took her into his hands. He put 1,000 kisses where they would land, while a new man waited watching them in the cold of the night. She said, "Listen to me, babe. Oh, our love won't go away. No, it will be with us always under this same light." And as she disappeared from sight, right then and every night, stars would form and hold him tight from above him as he cried, "Oh love, don't go away, love. Please, please don't go away, love. Love, please don't go away, love. Oh love, oh love. Please don't go away, love.
Nice. That was just Viking Moses live on No Love for Ned. That last one was House Up Along the Way. Before that, Follow Foreign Love on the Way Home, and starting it off was Fingernail Moon. Thank you so much to Brendan for swinging by and bringing Teenage Mysticism with him. Always a pleasure to have Brendan through. I can't even count how many times this man has stayed with me.
I think a month's rent is due probably very soon.
No, that it's on the house.
That's funny.
Anyway, so yeah. We've got just a little bit of time left, and I think we've got time for a couple more Epiphysis songs. Say it right again?
Yeah, that's right, I think.
Okay.
I think you got it.
Well, Spencer Kingman, actually, the first time you came through, you played a Spencer Kingman song, and I had to email him to get the title of it because you didn't tell me.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's okay. But I got the title, and we've got a title now here from him on Epiphysis.
Yeah.
What's the name of this track? It's hard for me to read all the way across.
Which one is it? Is it
H.G. Rawa
Melody? Oh, yeah, the H.G. Rawa Melody. This is a lovely song. I could tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, that's go
HG
for it.
H.G. is the initials of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the melody of this. I think it was like an Iranian women's liberation song. And he used the melody from that song and put his own story to it. So I think it's lovely.
Nice. Okay, well, here comes Spencer Kingman, or Spanking, with the H.G. Rao melody. And actually, we'd probably just sign off right after that. So after that, we're actually going to hear Golden Ghost Saturation from her Epiphysis album, titles of which are both escaping me at the moment. As
yeah, her album's called Eudaimonia, but a Greek person told me it was Eudaimonia, is like how you pronounce it in Greek, I guess. Eudaimonia or something like that.
That's good, because I had no idea how to pronounce that one either. So
yeah.
You're saving me a whole bunch of trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here comes Spanking, and then Golden Ghost.
Treasure that